Last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast,
I was expecting to show up with the cattle and they would already be here. And the last entry in her journal says that that's what happened. But I don't know what happened after that.
Wherever this thin figure is, walks up to all three of them and beheads them.
Oh, goodness. Whoa.
And then all three of these ghastly figures climb on top of their skeletal horses and ride off.
But now he's got a staff. He's just chopping people's heads off and turning them into ghosts.
I agree. There's dark magic afoot. Lutin, we must prepare our spells for the battle ahead.
Yes. Let us meditate.
Ooh.
Like that.
It makes me so uncomfortable. Then how did you end up with the gnomes? Maybe you already said
they found me, and
they
so I don't.
You.
I don't know.
Yeah. When you were
foundling.
A child?
Mm-hmm. When I was a small sprite, a baby.
You were smaller than this.
Everybody does legitimately get a hero point for that.
Yay.
Thank you.
Except for Scott.
Another thing you notice are several lead smiths.
Whoa.
Peppered in with the shield marshals, sitting in the shade where you couldn't see him, even though he's 11 feet tall, is a cyclops brandishing a pair of pistols.
It's the cyclops. Now it's time for a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, where I don't say this enough. I am so grateful for and proud of all of you.
Aww.
Oh, that was the Thunder Buddies.
I was going to ask that question. Who are you referring to?
No, I'm referring to you guys.
A qualifying question, please.
I am grateful for the four of you, and I am proud of all of you and all of your accomplishments in life. I mean that sincerely.
What do you want?
I
don't want this to end.
I'm
going to
say
I want.
Thank you for that compliment.
Thank
I greatly
Greg.
Appreciate it.
I want you all to continue to be fooled by this ruse where I have created a podcast so that we can just play Pathfinder on a regular schedule.
I'm not mad about it. Let's just say that. This is so much fun. Literally so much fun.
It's the most fun game on Earth.
On the planet?
Yeah.
Earth.
And they probably play it on the space station. So it's the most fun game in this solar system.
Hey.
There it is. Boom. I declare it.
Wow.
I've been to the space station a couple of times. I think you're right.
They have a whole library of... Is it all first edition books, though?
They play a lot of Risk up there, though.
Amazing.
And not with no time constraints. It's just a relaxed game of Risk, if you could imagine it.
I could.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is our 86th episode.
Wow.
86?
86.
That's amazing.
Can you remember Thunder Buddies from the first time you heard us? Maybe it was last week and you've binged us like a maniac and we love you. Maybe you're in the middle of binging us right now because we've got 150 episodes out.
Good
and
crazy.
You're on your way. Who knows? Maybe this is the first time you've ever heard of us.
And you have 85 hours to catch up.
Yeah. That's incredible.
We
actually have over 100 hours of content that we've uploaded.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of content.
That's crazy.
You're crazy. Can't do that.
I love you, man, but you're crazy. Shaq like Dust of Thunder. Shaq World Dash.
That's pretty good. That's very good. You make it to a good Shaq.
Because you're about the same height. Is that what it is?
Not even close,
he's
man.
Close
the guy's
enough
7'2".
To hear his real voice. 7'2"?
Close.
No, I'm only 6'7".
Only.
I'm only 6'7".
Bro, that's pretty dang close compared to...
I don't know, man.
How far away am I? figure out that math.
I can't.
That's a lot of numbers.
I can't do math that high. True.
You know, we could just pay for a cameo, and I'm sure Shaq would endorse the show for us.
Mm. Ooh, that's a great idea.
Is he on Cameo?
Oh, let's use Cameo to our advantage.
Yes.
I don't know if you can use Cameo
to
for
promote
endorsements.
Endorse.
You literally pay them to
Shaq
say
might not
anything
be, but Snoop
you
is.
Want. Snoop is?
Let's
no
go.
Way.
If Snoop will promote Grubhub, we can get him to promote.
That's
Dice
like
of
a.
Thunder.
That's like actual.
Grubhub
paid
has money,
job.
Brother. Yeah. They're Grubhub.
Well, you
we're not
be
Grubhub
him.
Yet, or maybe at the time you've heard this, we are Grubhub.
Maybe we are.
I don't want to be Grubhub
of Thunder.
Grubhub.
Order your meals now from Grubhub of Thunder.
One of the characters will drop off your food.
I just like saying Grubhub.
That'd be really cool, though.
Let's be honest. Grubhub. I just like saying Grubhub.
What's the hubbub, Grubhub?
The hullabaloo.
Sorry.
Don't
apologize.
Yeah, we're out here playing footsies because he's freaking 8'7".
but your feet are 16 inches long.
I got shisk feet. That's why I picked that character.
What are the quills, the toe hair quills like?
Oh, yeah. What's that situation?
Yeah. Since we talked so much about how your people count their hair.
That's actually the softest part of the shist body.
Oh, those are the the tops of the toes?
That's how they fit them in the Jordans.
Oh. You know what? That tracks.
Yeah.
There's not enough written about shisks, so you get to make it all up.
This is what I'm here for.
And I like it.
Here's how this works. Thunder Buddies, you have to spread our podcast so far and wide that people at Paizo recognize it as canon, and then therefore Duval will be able to dictate every last bit of shisk culture.
Paizo, you wish.
Including the soft tops of their feet.
Yes.
Soft like velvet.
And their body hair counting rituals as a rite of passage.
Millions of shisquills.
Still haven't taken enough showers to wash off that last episode, personally.
That's great.
But it was a great episode.
They don't make water hot enough.
I can still feel it burning in my skin. Doesn't that mean it's not hot enough to burn off all the feeling?
You can tell this is a late recording.
It is.
Already.
Yes.
7:45, everyone. 7:45.
Yeah. Half an hour past my bedtime.
Yeah.
All right. I already took my fiber, so I'm ready to settle.
We only got an hour and 15 minutes bars. Of Duval before once 9 o'clock hits, it's like Duval turns into a pumpkin.
Wow.
Yeah. I edit this. It's fine.
You're not going to give yourself crap for that?
Later.
When I'm editing, what happened was Scott bumped the mic and usually
in a month and a half when I'm editing this episode.
He looks over his glasses at us. What are you doing? Be professional.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about mic bumps. I've said that a thousand times. You guys are such a liar. No, I don't. Mic bumps I no longer care about.
I remember so much.
You're the mic bump Grubhub.
You're the mic bump of Grubhub.
There you go. You're the mic bump of Grubhub Grump.
Grubhub.
Write it down.
Grubhub. Oh, we just sent Scott out to people's houses so he could be grumpy.
Dude, it would be
the best.
Look at him trying to be cool and drink water without laughing.
You need a grumpy guy to deliver some bad news to your friend.
Just show up and
you just call him Grubhub.
Why am I here?
Jeez.
Are you serious? You needed me to bring this to you? You couldn't go and get it yourself?
What's wrong with your life?
That'll be $25.
Exactly.
Well, we're not a knockoff Grubhub of Thunder podcast. We're a Pathfinder actual play podcast.
Yeah, we are.
And when last we left the Shumfollow 5,
they found a new friend to talk to.
He didn't seem very friendly.
Good old Winky.
One-eyed Winky.
One-eyed Winky from Wisconsin.
The name's Vuslog.
Vuslog. You don't want to change that?
Vuslog. V-O-O-S-L-O-G. I wrote it down phonetically.
V-E-W-S-L-O-G.
Got it. V-O-O-S-L-O-G.
You have a problem.
Okay.
I have to write phonetically.
Where's GOMAC for this?
So you're standing on the porch of
the last
stop saloon. And that's what you hear. And you look over and you see in a rocking chair this...
He's in a rocking
Cyclops.
Chair.
He's in a giant rocking chair.
Jeez.
Stone rocking chair. Like a Neverending Story, the tricycles are made out of stone. Yeah. Same thing.
Sure.
Vuslog, what are you doing here?
I don't see any art here.
I'm a Grubhub delivery driver.
I'm a Grubhub.
I might ask you the same thing.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Ditto.
We got nowhere. Good job.
Yeah, fancy meeting a lot of you here, huh? Best keep your nose clean while you're in town. And by town, I mean the castle that is the gunworks. You know what I mean.
Well said.
Yeah.
He's a trusting fellow. Can we do a perception on
his? I was going to say, did we see any evidence of him being associated with the Broken Heart Shield Marshals?
Yeah, does he have
he was the leader.
No, oh, he no, was no, the sorry. He was with the Leadsmiths, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. That's right.
Is he gang or what?
What color?
Like the Island Boys?
Oh, my gosh.
Island Boys!
I'm so glad it's not a thing anymore.
Oh,
isn't it? No.
Forever it will be.
I lost all hope for humanity when that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I was hanging on by a thread.
That's the peak of humanity. What are you talking about?
No, it's the peak of insanity.
Yeah.
Just because that's how they chose to, you know, portray themselves and act out
We're not going to sit here and defend the Island Boys.
The fact that they could
stop
and gain so much popularity, peak humanity.
No.
Wow. Is this guy on our side or is he a bad Winky Woo?
Why don't you talk to him?
I've been working on this voice for weeks.
It is great to see you again.
Yeah, sure.
Because you got one eye. Get it seen.
No, that's hilarious.
I know.
We're going to make fun of each other's appearance. Sure. All right.
Why don't you go run around
a Diablo map and shoot little spiky arrows at passersby?
I apologize for offending you.
Deep cut.
Yeah, that was good.
Get that out of your system.
Oh, I got a lot in my system, young fella.
I apologize for offending you. I hope we can see eye to eye.
You got jokes. It's Kairos Duvalo, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct. What brings you here?
How did he know your real name?
Don't worry about that. Darnayru 360.
Oh, he knows deep.
You know my government name.
Yeah, right.
How do you know so much about us?
Well.
And why did you not out us to Christia Tombind?
My business is mine. I've foreseen this meeting for quite some time. Although I didn't think it would happen here, under the cover of the Maw of Rovagug.
Yes, we are in a very advantageous position for safety, so...
Some of us are.
Diplomacy.
What are you trying to do? Improve his attitude?
Yeah. Because he's being a stinky poop.
Is anyone going to aid?
I would like to aid.
You guys can all aid this.
19.
32.
Oh,
jeez.
My.
17, so one aid for me.
Are you an expert in diplomacy?
Yes.
So that is a plus 5. What'd you get, Greg?
I got 17? A 17, and I'm only trained.
Plus 5 to this roll.
Okay.
Duval. So, a 3 from Luton and right. a 1 each from Varg and Darnayru.
Okay, yes. I got a 25.
25.
Total with everything.
Okay. And what do you say to try to improve your attitude with him?
Just the same. It's great to see you. You look comfortable. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking water, to be perfectly honest. I like to stay healthy when I'm on the job.
Oh, so you're employed at the moment.
Oh, always. When you own a business, you never stop working. That's for sure.
But I get it. I know what you mean.
So you are the boss of the leadsmiths.
That's correct.
That's impressive, my friend.
Indeed.
And what is the focus of your work these days?
Well, like I said, my business is mine. And while I may know plenty about you, Varg Kinbiter, and Luton from Tal'Dor, I'm not privy to tell you my business.
Okay.
Did that make sense? I'm not going to tell you nothing.
Right.
Keeping it to myself.
I need to figure out the angle.
Yeah.
How to interact. Is there other things we can do to improve his...
Intimidate?
Well, that would...
I think that's going to escalate things.
What are other ways we can improve his attitude towards
us? Drinking water. So
I'm not trying to get him to tell me something like that's a secret or anything, but...
I have the Flask of Fellowship.
Oh.
Hook it up.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So I don't remember what
pass
it does.
It around.
So, looks like your water is getting low.
Maybe.
Would you like a refill? I have in this flask some of the most delicious water from the hills of Magumbaya.
I think I'm gonna pass. It's not good for business to be seen with notorious criminals, if you catch my drift.
There are notorious criminals here.
There are 4.
I do
notorious criminals standing in front of me.
I do not believe
anyone.
Some
follow 5.
But you know. I don't believe anyone but you knows this. Here.
Perhaps.
And you haven't outed us, so what does it benefit you to keep our presence unknown?
Well, like you said, we shall see eye to eye someday.
That's hilarious.
That was the joke that you said earlier, Kairos.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier when you were making fun of my physical body, you remember? Yeah.
He turned the tables.
Flipped it. And reversed it, like Missy.
How the turn has table.
Yes.
I put my thing down
and flip it and reverse it.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Anybody else want to do a diplomacy check?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Try to get him. Like, what?
What do we need from him?
What's his angle?
Yeah.
Well, we need information inside the bar. But I feel like we can get more information from him. Okay, so he's here with his gang. Yep. To guard the gunworks.
That's making what assumptions now, huh?
Yes.
That's good. I like it.
I don't know why else you would be here.
What other thoughts do you have, Darn Iru?
That you know a lot more information than you are sharing, and we seem to be the ones in the dark.
No, it seems like every once in a while, what do they say? Even a broken clock is right at least twice a day.
Then you must, since you do know more information than us, you must know why we are here.
Yes, I must.
Then please enlighten us. Why are we here?
I suppose you'll figure that out on your own, won't you?
Well, we know why we're here.
Well, tell me, please. We'll see if they line up, and I'll let you know.
We are here chasing down the most dangerous ingredients on the planet.
Are you talking about that alchemical formula?
That is the one. Hmm. We must stop this, and I know you do not want to see everyone destroyed.
Surely you must be concerned about the war that's coming.
Well, and he stands up out of the chair, towering over all of you, especially Luton.
I mean, he's only 11 feet.
He's like, you don't even fill this guy's boots.
He doesn't even see me with his one eyeball.
No, he definitely sees you. That's what's creepy.
He's got his eye on you.
Yeah. The one.
Well, I think I've had enough fun for the day. I'm going to make some rounds, and maybe I'll catch you later.
And he blinks?
Oh, right.
Winks, yeah. Blink.
But only half of it closes?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, I'm just not into you.
It's called blinks.
He blinks.
And then,
that's exactly what a Cyclops
and
does.
And stomps off across the courtyard.
I feel like we may have touched a subject that he was uncomfortable remaining in.
I wonder why he knows so much about all of us.
I think I offended him with my eye joke.
That's okay.
But Luton does make a good point. How does he know so much information? And what does he have to play in all of this? What do the leadsmiths have to play in all of this?
Can we stealthily follow him?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's do it.
I know you're looking at me and I'm terrified to screw this up, but I'll do it.
All right.
Okay.
Aidable. You'd have to do it on your own and go with him.
Yeah, you would have to be following the expert.
Or if you would follow the expert, yep.
Where does he walk
Except
off to?
This is not, you're not in exploration mode, so.
Okay, then I'm
This is downtime, and it would be, you don't know. You see him walk away.
He just leaves, and we don't see where he goes.
He said he's going to make his rounds.
Is Darn Iru going to follow him? Anybody who wants to follow him has to roll a stealth check.
Darn Iru is going to follow him. And I'm going to follow him and try not to get caught. But I'm like, you know.
Go ahead, Duval. Roll
it. I don't want to.
Okay. Darn Iru, go ahead and roll the stealth check. Split the party.
No, don't split the party.
27.
After a couple hundred feet, you're hiding behind a cart full of goods. And you feel a small pebble hit the back of your head. And the man that you were following, the Cyclops that you were following.
Who is this guy?
Is now 60 feet behind you. Tossing another pebble up in the air.
Oh, what? How is he this good? He did this at
you
the party.
You gotta get up pretty early in the morning to pull one over on a Cyclops, friend.
That's gigantic. How would he do that?
That makes no sense.
We have a natural sense for this sort of thing. And he taps the side of his head.
He's got an eye in the back of his head.
Walks away.
That's where the other one went.
The mind's eye.
What a jerk. Won't even let us follow.
Can I roll a perception check to see if I can figure out how the heck he just did that?
You can roll a society check.
Society check. Didn't roll very great. I rolled a 24.
Your society's out of control.
Oh, because society is a recall knowledge check on a humanoid. Okay, now I'm tracking.
Yes. And you said 24?
Uh-huh. Not enough.
You're not sure.
Ugh. Okay.
Okay, come back. That was
all right, let's go to the bar.
Massively impressive.
Does anyone else want to roll a society check? Darn Iru can
I
share
pretty bad.
Unless you don't want to share this information with your friends.
100% I'm sharing this information with my friends. Somehow he appeared behind me and threw a pebble at me from 60 feet away. I am a master at stealth, and he pulled over on me.
Hmm.
I got a 17. Untrained.
I'm not going to roll high enough. I only have plus 2.
Does Varg have society?
I do. I rolled poorly.
All right.
Let me guess it was with
we
the
have no
computer.
Clue.
He's an intimidating fellow.
14.
Okay.
Maybe he has a twin.
So you go into the last stop saloon. There's a smattering of dwarves, humans, shield marshals, and leadsmiths all at various tables up at the bar, just chilling. It's not packed or anything. It's the middle of the day when you guys arrive. There is a bartender behind the bar, and he looks like he certainly belongs there. You see a middle-aged human male rocking a skullet like you've never seen before in your life.
Yeah.
Eye patch over his left eye, and he's slowly cleaning mugs, and he has a enormous arquebus strapped to his back, ready to go at all times. That's what he looks like.
Last time I talked to the bartender, things went south, so...
He doesn't look up from what he's doing as you guys walk in, but you take a look of the place, you absorb the surroundings, and it's real straightforward. And it looks like if you were to walk outside, you'd be in the middle of a Wild West scene, but you're actually inside of this massive castle. It doesn't feel like it fits, but at the same time, it does. So
Darnayru would go up to the bar, sit down, and order your finest imbibery.
Welcome to the last stop, Saloon. My name's Hatchet. In the finest imbibery, you say? Well, I got two things. I got whiskey, and I've got leche.
Oh.
I would love a cold glass of your leche.
Fantastic.
De leche.
A bowl.
He goes, under the bar counter, opens up a refrigerator, and pulls out a finely ornate carafe filled to the brim with milk, and pours it into a... into a shot glass.
Yes.
And slides it over to Darnayru.
Who's still...
That'll be one copper piece, please.
Thank you very much. And I slap it down on the table.
What, no tip? You're cheap some gun.
Well, just wait there one moment, good sir. And then I take out a silver piece.
Oh.
Set it on the table and say, I do have a question for you.
Well, roll a diplomacy check.
Rolling that diplomacy, rolled a natty 2. 15.
Oh, no.
Is this real silver? I don't think so. What's your question?
My question is, we are looking for someone who we believe came here recently. Someone very tall and pale with fangs and dark eyes. Does this sound like a description of someone you've seen?
Can't say it does, my friend, but I'm not the only person who sees around here, if you catch my drift. Have you checked in with the local constabulary,
the shield marshals?
We have not yet. Perhaps that should be our next stop.
Yeah, nobody matching that description rings a bell.
Maybe he's seen Emil, Jesse, and Anna.
Do you want to ask that? That's not a bad question.
Have you seen a group of friends?
I don't remember what they look like, but Bard describes them.
You never
them.
Knew what they look like.
I know one of them wears a hat, one of them wears a duster.
Oh, hey. You do know information, Jordan! Nice. That's a hero point, come on.
I think he's already got three.
Oh, he does.
A group of three cowpokes rolling through here recently, making a delivery. They were attacked by this man my comrade was mentioning.
And we know that they did stay here.
Roll a diplomacy check, Varg.
29 total.
Hey. Oh, that's better.
I know this is radio, but I wish you could see
it's my favorite.
Face.
I gotta get into character. I'm willing to bet that the Thunder Buddies could put it together what I look like. Just absolutely. By the sound of my voice.
You can't imagine an underbite.
I don't know.
An underbite like that.
Yeah.
A group matching that description. It came through here a couple days ago, matter of fact. Bought a drink, stayed the night, and left next morning.
Did they meet with anyone, do you recall?
No, I don't keep track of too much of the comings and goings of folk that run through here, but you might be able to ask about, get the information you seek. They in some kind of trouble?
Not anymore.
They ran into some trouble.
That was on my news.
Would it be okay if we were to investigate the room they stayed in?
Hey, it's a free city state, friend. You can talk to whoever you want.
We can go in the room that they stayed in.
Oh, God, I couldn't tell you which one it was.
You don't have a log?
No.
Perfect.
Get wrecked.
Are there rooms in this building?
Yep.
I think I would want to go just look around the rooms and see if I find any evidence of them staying there to see if there's any clues. But we could also talk to more people around. You could say, like, oh, you check all the rooms and there's nothing.
That's you want to look around all my guest rooms for something or another?
Yes, that is the hope, as long as it's not an occupied room.
Well, we clean them after they're occupied, like I said, it was a couple days ago.
Mm. Who cleans them?
Well, me and my staff.
And you found nothing left behind?
What you mean, man? We find stuff left behind all the time.
My question is, did you find anything after these people stayed in your...
Oh, I see what you're trying to get at now here.
We'd likely be looking for a receipt or maybe instructions for drop-off. Things like that.
No, pretty sure you found that in them there saddlebags. Not enough questions get asked at that time. That's too bad. Oh, gosh darn. Sound like y'all are trying to pursue a lead that you should have done last episode. Gosh, that stings.
Who are you?
I see with my good eye things that you can't.
Yes, can't. Like the adventure path book.
That's right, feller. Here's what I know. You're at the front desk of a saloon asking the proprietor of that establishment if he remembers if one person left behind a clue who stayed in my establishment.
I'm asking if maybe he has a lost and found. And
no, I tell you what. It. I'm a yes and the crap out of it. You know what? That's so weird that you said that because I found a sealed envelope in that room and I was like, oh, man. They might need this because it's sealed, and I left it here at the bar hoping someone would come by randomly that wasn't them asking to see it. Here you go. And he hands you a sealed envelope.
This is a trap.
Do you open it?
Yes.
You open it. And inside...
Here it is. Get ready, folks.
...is a finely detailed letter which describes exactly what happened in episode 85. Yep,
there it is. There it is.
Thank you, kind sir. This is very helpful.
Yeah. What's it mean? What does it all mean?
What I was looking for, just so that everyone understands, is I'm looking for evidence of where Parsis has been.
Yeah.
And I know that he was attached to these three, so I wonder maybe he came to the... But it doesn't sound like the barkeep knows
what,
saw
what you
him
can
at all.
Recall from Jesse's journal was that Parsis creeped them all the way up to the gunworks. They delivered the goods themselves inside the gunworks, not to the saloon.
Well, and I know they're somewhere else.
They stayed
the
in the saloon, like every other traveler that passes through here, and left the next day.
Mm-hmm.
They're not too keen on leaving a trail behind, given their extracurricular activity. So you can infer that there were no clues.
Well, that's my
but
other
I like
question.
That you're asking this guy questions. Well, you guys seen iRobot?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's seen iRobot, Will Smith, James Cromwell. Phenomenal movie. It's about how stupid AI is. But anyway, don't be personally attacked, Duval. It's okay.
I feel like I'm talking to a robot right now.
Anyway, at the beginning of that movie, James Cromwell's character is the guy who creates the AI robots, quote unquote, throws himself out of a building. But turns out he doesn't, right? But he leaves behind an AI, like a virtual intelligence hologram.
Yeah.
And every time Will Smith asks the wrong question, it says, I have a pre-programmed number of responses. You're not asking the right question.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that because I feel like that's...
No, you don't have to do that. Yeah. I don't think you need to. The other question I did want to ask this guy is, where do anything that's delivered here, where does it get delivered at?
I was just going to ask that.
Usually the stockade right across the way from here.
Okay, well, I do remember seeing that when we came through the front gates. Okay.
Have you heard of a feller by the name of Parsis?
Parsis. Hasn't come through here. Doesn't ring a bell.
Check.
Yeah.
Perception check.
29 total.
Oh, nice.
27.
He honestly does not recall that name. And if you're, you know, you're doing this investigation as a downtime activity, if you ask other people in the bar, they also don't recall that name. Or anyone matching the description he gave for Parsis.
So he never came in here.
At least not
in
his real
form. I'm nervous to ask the shield marshals or the constable, but maybe we need to.
Well, I mean, our wanted signs aren't around here. I think we'd be fine asking them. Just careful with what we say.
Is there any way before we go somewhere else we can blend in and eavesdrop a little in conversation?
Yeah. Okay. Make a diplomacy check, Luton.
Okay. Nice.
The tiny blue fairy blending in with all the others.
Well.
No, it's good. I'm sorry. I like the mental image of this fey creature clad in beetle armor wandering through a Wild West town. You know, like
she's people. Small enough, she could eavesdrop.
Sure. And on the back of her Jaguar, right? Where she can stand and get a a vantage point.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just...
It's silly.
I'm highly entertained by the mental picture of you guys walking through, like, Westworld.
Yeah.
Hey, we all know that Luton's chilling up in the rafters, laying across the beams, listening.
Exactly.
Sure. All right. So you roll a diplomacy check to chat with the locals. You know, honestly, everyone that you bump into is rather fascinated with all of you as a group.
Great. Then
so they're willing, some of them are willing to talk. What'd you get?
31.
31.
Whoa. Yeah.
Nice.
As you're talking with a couple of patrons, Hatchet goes back to cleaning some more mugs endlessly. You hear rumors as some of the patrons are...
Rhubarb.
Grubhub. You hear the Grubhub. And there's talk in the town that the Gunworks is two main invention hubs. The Tower of Metallurgy and the Tower of Engineering both experienced strange accidents recently, each side currently blaming the other. The heads of both of those towers, both geniuses, both enormous egos, have grown increasingly paranoid and aren't talking with anyone outside their own organization, fearful of spies.
Both
towers are demanding that the Shield Marshals deal with the quote-unquote problems in their workshops, but so far the Gunworks Garrison Commander has chosen not to act. That's one of the rumors that you hear.
Chosen not to act.
I wonder if this is a corrupt Shield Marshal.
Can we get some more information about this commander?
Yes, you can. Let's get a diplomacy or an intimidation check. You can roll either one.
I'll go diplomacy since they like us. Or that we're interesting to them.
Might be easier to intimidate, though. You don't know.
I don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
I got a 30 on my diplomacy.
That's pretty good. You find out that the garrison commander in charge of the Shield Marshals of the Gunworks is a man named Loy Aiton.
Gunworks. This is my first time ever being here. That's fantastic. Loy Aiton. That's, sorry. Know your role, Gomac. L-O-Y. That's his first name. Aiton is spelled A-Y-T-O-N. I'm going to go blow something up now. See ya.
Gomac. Loy Aiton is the leader of...
He's the
Garrison Commander.
In charge of the Shield Marshals of the Gunworks. That's what you know about him.
I think he's the guy we got to talk to.
Yeah.
Let's go find this guy.
Can I snoop around the stockyard?
You can snoop around the stockyard. Yeah. Roll a stealth check, please.
A snoop check.
Oh, that was a wild roll.
It was a wild roll. That is a 29.
29. As you're snooping around the stockyard... Looking for information about some of these materials, mysterious deliveries, other things like that. You hear a rumor as two of the stockyard workers are chatting back and forth. Another Shield Marshal by the name of Loveless.
Uh-oh.
And a strange guest stayed at the saloon last week.
Okay. That's the question we need to ask at the saloon.
Caused a bunch of problems while they were around, or at least a lot of suspicion, because Loveless met several times with the people from the Tower of Metallurgy, and this mysterious individual that she was with met with the Tower of Engineering. Then they both had dinner with Loy Aiton during the final night of their stay and left on a small boat.
Can they describe this person they've never seen before?
I think we need to go ask the saloon that. Well,
Darnar's not speaking to them. He was stealthily overhearing. So if you want to approach them, you can, or you can go back to the saloon and try to talk to Hatchet.
Oh, what do you guys think I should do?
I think you should approach him.
Yeah?
Like, yo, hey.
They were staying at the saloon.
It's not a locked area that I'm in, right?
The stockade?
Yeah, it's just okay.
It's an open organizing area. There are locked areas where people can lock up goods and stuff as they travel through, but...
Okay, I'll approach him. Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation.
Oh, you're eavesdropping?
Not intentionally, my good fellows.
You just said you were.
No, just accidentally overhearing.
Yeah?
And I have some,
What do you think you heard?
You were just talking about this person named Loveless and another person who...
You mean the Shield Marshal lady?
Yes, that
very one. We got
enough Shield
Marshals around here, you know?
What are your thoughts about her involvement here?
You want to know my thoughts?
Yes.
Huh.
We have heard a lot
I
from
never
where we're
had
from.
Nobody asked me that before. I think she meddlesome, honestly. We got Shield Marshals up in here. We got that Loy Aiton feller. We don't need no Alkenstar fancy pants Shield Marshal lady come around here and mess things up for. We got a good thing going on.
It does seem like Loy has
Gunworks,
a good head on his shoulders.
Gunworks put together pretty good.
And Loy, is a good...
You mean Shield Marshal Eaton? You guys are on a first-name basis?
I mostly couldn't forget.
What are you asking me things for?
I mostly could not remember his last name. Shield Marshal Eaton.
Yeah.
Yes, and...
Last feeler.
He does a great job.
I guess. Ain't nobody here dead.
Yes, he does the job well, but do you appreciate the kind of person he is? He's a good person.
I don't know him personally. I'm just some guy who work here at the Stalkade. What the heck is this?
Well, I know that... you said that the Loveless
is random.
And this stranger had a dinner with Loy recently.
Hey, man, I don't know what you think you know you heard, but I just know what I seen. That's it. That's all I know. I seen them go to Loy Aiden. They had the dinner over at the saloon. I was in the saloon same time, okay? I just think it's weird.
Do you know anything more about what has happened at the Tower of Metallurgy and the Tower of Engineering?
Goodness gracious, if I did, I'd be the richest man here up in the Gunworks.
Well, I mean...
Wouldn't be working my butt off sweating in the sunshine, waiting for the next mana storm to come and burn off my eyebrow hairs. But you know how long it takes to grow back eyebrow? You don't know. You got your whole body eyebrow hairs.
I got lots of...
But what happens if you get stuck outside in a mana storm? Oh. You lose all that kitty fur?
I might, and then I would be a very, very interesting looking cat.
He turns to his friend. He's, you ever seen one of them hairless kitty cats?
Even I don't think they're very good looking.
Goodness gracious. I see them and I just want to slap their naked bodies, but that's just rude. Why do I feel this way? I have cute aggression toward the naked kitties.
No, you're not wrong. They have very slappable faces.
Where'd you come from? Good Lord, you're the size of him.
Boo.
Just giant colo come up on me and boo scared me right in my breeches.
Oh, no.
Goodness gracious.
Okay, but you don't know anything about the accident.
Why do you keep asking me all these questions?
Because you are here.
You know what? I got a lot of sack of grain to move. Okay, why don't you get on my way now?
Do you know anything about the accidents that happened?
Accidents?
Yes. Did someone
What are you talking about, Feeler?
At literally what you're talking about.
No, I'm not talking about nothing. I work here at the Stalkade. You overheard that I saw the Lord Commander Shield Marshal Loy Aiton had the dinner with the Lord Commander Shield Marshal Angelique or Lovelace, right? And some weird fella. Some weird fella, half his body looked like it was made out of glass.
Oh.
That's exactly the crap I'm looking for, GM. That's why I'm asking questions.
Took 4 minutes to turn on the light bulb.
No.
It's because I didn't tell you. Well, I'm having a lot of fun trolling you with this hero.
The truth
that
comes out.
That means she met
there
with
it is.
Yep, there
Ibrahim.
It is.
Yes. Goodness gracious. Is that his name? I'm going to tell everybody you said that.
Greg said that.
Okay. Are you just thinking there, kitty face?
Yes, thank you for your help. Goodbye.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, so now we know that she met with Ibrahim.
Loveless, Loy, and Ibrahim met.
Yes. Or Loveless was here with Ibrahim.
Dinner! Over at the saloon!
But I'm just saying there's a reason homeboys were having a conversation about saying that she's causing problems. Why would they think that? Which is why I was saying,
you know,
what was the accident.
The boys in the Stalkade Yard like to gossip, okay?
Okay.
Want to go back to the saloon and ask the barkeep
how
about...
How else am I supposed to work these rumors into this conversation here?
What's that song? The boys in the... something are always acting hard. What is that song?
Boys in the hood.
Are always hard. Remember that song?
Yeah, that's an Ice Cube song.
Well, no.
Boys in the Hood, yeah.
No, I'm not talking about the original.
Oh.
I'm talking about the
crappy
version.
One Direction remix.
Something like that.
Gosh.
It's not that
new.
Anyway, whatever. Okay.
The Blackpink remix.
I don't know what that means.
They're a South Korean girl band.
Are you into K-pop now?
Maybe. Maybe I was making fun of Greg.
You are an enigma, my friend.
You know what I am? Is I'm like Mark Wahlberg's character from
are
the
you?
Other guys, where I learn all the things about something that I hate just so I can make fun of somebody. You've seen that movie?
No.
Because he learns ballet to make fun of...
Oh, that's right.
His,
I remember that.
His ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend who dances ballet.
Okay.
I mean,
that's a hilarious bit.
I only watch Mark Wahlberg if he's acting alongside of Will Ferrell.
Come on, Kev. You're doing it again.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm there with you.
Greg's getting all my jokes. He's cracking up over there. I love you. You're my favorite.
He wants hero points. That's what he's jockeying for.
Can I have one?
I got two.
Oh, you mean Greg is.
Yeah.
Oh. But he gets my jokes, though. That means it's genuine.
No, yeah. You're good. You're funny.
Wow. All right. Do you want to ask anybody something? Please do.
Yeah.
That was a compliment.
Like, hey, you're funny.
Let's go back.
So, well, what's cool is, so we got information there. Did you want to go back and talk to the... We don't need to go back.
Now
to
you have
we know it wasn't Parsons. We know it was Glassman, and we know that they had dinner at the saloon.
That she stayed for a week at the saloon.
Yeah, right. Let's go back and ask about Angelique Loveless.
I go back and tell the crew, this is all the information I found.
What?
Yeah.
No way!
Fantastic. Well done.
Should we go talk to Hatchet again or try someone else?
Let's talk to Hatchet.
Well, I thought Kairos was going to take the lead on Hatchet.
Yeah,
let's talk to Hatchet. All right. Come back more leche.
Oh, you have the best leche I've ever had, so please, sir.
Indeed.
And I slap another copper. Two copper this time.
I do not want any of your leche. I would like to talk to you.
That's too bad.
I understand it's delicious. I would like to talk to you about a woman who stayed here some short time ago.
Yeah? And you're not going to order anything?
Sure.
I got mugs to clean.
I guess I'll have a leche.
Yeah, fantastic. That'll be one copper piece.
Here you go.
What, no tip?
Yes, he enjoys a tip.
Yeah, here's a silver piece.
Good. You know, when I say that, I mean to get maybe one more copper piece, but y'all are very generous, so yeah. Well,
I was trying to buy information.
Did you take a picture?
I'm role playing. Hashtag role playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That needs to go on the site.
Get into character.
Show everybody. Show everybody what they're missing with no videos.
Ain't got no fancy foot pedal box to make me this cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Go ahead and ask your question.
Yes. So, do you recall a woman enjoying a nice meal with a man?
Are you kidding
me?
A woman, yeah, I recall a woman and a man having a nice meal, having about 50 times a day.
Well, this woman was in charge of the shield marshals.
Are you talking about Angelique Loveless?
Oh, you know her name, yes.
Well, yeah, she's in charge of shield marshals. Everybody know who she is.
Well, can you tell us what was the nature of her conversation with this guy? Why are you asking
about a shield marshal? Why don't you roll a diplomacy check?
He really means you no harm. Can I attempt to aid this?
Yes.
What the kitty said. 24.
17, so one aid. For me.
32 total.
Well, yeah, Angelique Loveless. Angelique, I don't know why she was here. She's in charge of the shield marshals out in Alkenstar. A big old outfit they got up there. 50 some odd thousand people live in that city.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Old Loy Aiton's our commander.
Yeah. Was he with them at this dinner?
I suppose it's not unreasonable that two people of the same standing would have dinner, colleagues or whatnot. But, you know, yeah, of course he was. They had dinner here. And some strange feller, half his body looked like a statue. I'd never seen anything. Must have been outside. Well, at least half of him was outside during the Man of Storm.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
And I only got one eye. But I'm not like that big Cyclops feller.
Yeah, no one likes
Fuselage.
No, I'm not a big fan. You know, it's nice to see a little bit of extra security, especially with all the things going on between the metallurgists and the engineers, you know.
Engineers?
Have you met my Kolo friend?
Why are you interrupting me in the middle of my sentence?
I thought you were done.
I was just saying pay attention to this because he's talking about Vuslog.
I would love to know why. I forgot my train of thought.
Well, gosh darn. Have I met your Kolo friend? No, hey, Kolo friend. You got a name?
Hi there.
Yeah. Mom Hatchet. Would you like a fine, tall glass of leche?
No, thank you.
There's enough leches to go around for
now. No, you ordered one. And he finished his.
I'll take a whiskey.
All right. My man. That'll be 5 gold pieces. I'm kidding.
It's a good top
shelf. It's 5 copper pieces. Oh. It's 5 copper. I'm just having a little fun at your expense.
How long have the leadsmiths been here?
Too dang long.
Why? Do you know why they're here?
Nope. I wish I did. Like I was trying to say before. I'm grateful for the extra security, especially with all this drama between the engineers and the metallurgists. But having that big Cyclops fella staying in the rooms upstairs, they're neat enough. But I appreciate 3 whole rooms being rented out by the leadsmiths. They're on some kind of rotational sleep schedule.
This is Scott giving us things on a silver platter.
But in all honesty, having like a private security force hanging around your saloon all the time, not very good for business.
What room is the Cyclops in?
Are you kidding me, fella? I'm not going to tell you that. Would you want me to tell someone where you were staying?
Would you tell me for the right price?
Well, oh. Make me an offer I can't refuse. Gosh dang. You guys are just slinging cashola around. Cling, cling. Let me hear the cling, cling.
Do we want to ask, try to buy him?
I mean, you can. I want to
show me the cling, cling.
I want to know more. Well, I want you to finish that before I jump in and change a little
jingle,
bit of direction.
Jingle, jangle. Quill man.
Squirrela.
Yeah.
How's 8 gold pieces?
8 Ooh. Gold pieces? You want me to... It costs that much to rent a room. You gotta try a little better than that. Why don't you triple that, fella?
Let's meet in the middle. Call it 16.
Nah.
24
it is. That's a good price for information, I think. You want me to sell out my clients?
Depends on the information.
It costs you.
I don't want you to sell out your clients. You I want like you to remind me where my friends are.
You're like a business-minded fella.
Oh, yeah.
Now, just put yourself in my shoes for a second. You're behind this eye patch here, okay? That's me. And I got a bunch of high-paying, high-profile customers staying in my joint. I'm not too fond of them, but they pay on time. And then the strangest looking weirdos I've ever seen in my entire life come wandering in my bar. They order 2 leches and a whiskey.
That's
they
us.
Want me to just spill the beans. I don't work for you.
Do we have a deal?
Yeah, sure. Now, I'll get down on my soapbox and take your money. Money spends.
I got bills to pay.
That's right. Look, the Leadsmiths... are upstairs, last 3 rooms at the end of the hall.
And the monster?
What monster?
The Cyclops.
That's very short-minded.
He is the leader.
Nice fellow. He's actually the only one I talk to.
Okay, where's his room?
That's one of them 3 up there. I don't go check on the big guy. Okay. You want me?
We got to figure that out for ourselves.
What kind of established me I'm running here? You ever stayed at a hotel before?
I don't know what matters.
I really appreciate you. What do you know about the rotation?
I don't know anything about it.
Are you guys done asking questions about that?
Yep.
We know that Loveless met with the Metallurgies. And
is that right?
Yes, and this half-statue guy met with the Engineers.
Fantastic.
Do you have any idea what they were meeting with them about?
No.
You think they were trying to help solve the mysteries of these accidents?
That sounds reasonable, considering Deputy Angelique Loveless is a S.H.I.E.L.D. Marshal.
But this half-statue person... is not the S.H.I.E.L.D. Marshal.
You know, sometimes you got to bring in an expert.
What is this person an expert on?
I don't know.
OSHA. Oh.
Yeah, OSHA, safety whatever that
violations.
Is.
Okay.
Look, I just run a saloon. If you want more information, I think you should go talk to Loy Aiton, the S.H.I.E.L.D. Marshal.
Loy Aiton. I can turn it into one word.
I ain't got time sometimes to use multiple words. Do you know how hard it is to elucidate when you're trying to run a business like this?
I'm impressed you said the word elucidate.
What? Why would that impress you?
Because I'm not very smart. Okay, so we don't have to ask him any more information.
Are you thinking I'm not very
smart? You're smarter than me.
Well, what a $10 word will buy you. Hey, I can afford 2.5 words now. Thanks. Make sure you deduct that from your sheet.
I already did.
Well, you're honest. I appreciate that.
Where can we find Loy Aiton?
At the S.H.I.E.L.D. Marshal Garrison, right across the way. And he points to where it is.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Can't wait to blow this place up.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a problem.
You got all the information you needed.
We paid for it. We should check them out.
Yeah, stealthily.
You guys can go check out the rooms.
We can check them out. I don't think it matters, personally.
We paid for it, and Scott was dropping mad hints about...
The mad hints were they just have a rotation, so they're always guarding.
Yeah, why are they what they got in there?
Yeah, let's just blow, let's blow the saloon up.
Blow the saloon up. All right, I'll search if you want.
All right, roll a stealth check.
33.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
you guys, if you would like to join Darnayru so that more than one of you is in this.
Yes, please.
I don't love going by myself.
Roll your own stealth check.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is still rolling a stealth check. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying yes and.
I got a 31.
Okay.
Natty 20, baby.
I was like, say that for real.
I don't want to risk it.
Oh, Natty 20?
I'm minus 2 on stealth.
That's fine.
24.
Okay.
Yeah, Natty 20.
Are you going with them? 24?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
the 3 of you stealth up to the top of the rooms. You look around the corner down the hallway where the last 3 rooms on the left where Hatchet pointed out.
And we get hit in the back of the head by a pebble.
No.
Just kidding.
You're really annoyed by that, aren't you?
I'm bummed about
you missed the perception DC by 1.
Oh, so close. Oh, man.
Cyclops, very perceptive. There are no lead smiths outside.
Okay.
You creep up. I need a perception check.
23. It's a little rough.
To perceive.
22, 19.
You can't see, you know, you try looking through the keyhole, see if you can see any information. You notice that the door is locked. You can't hear anything on the other side of the door.
Are we trying to break into the joint or what?
Yeah.
All right, you want me to try to break into this joint?
You gotta believe, man. You don't have a believe face on. Put your believe face on. There you go.
I can do this.
Yeah, there it is.
I need a thievery check.
Yes, you do.
Dang it.
It's not a very good one. It is 23.
You try to pick the lock, but you are unsuccessful. It is a good lock.
I assumed it would be a great lock.
Master Mr. Lock. Hatchet. This episode was brought to you by Master Hub. Lock.
Grublock.
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 Schlage.
Can I cast...
company? No? Okay.
Heat metal and like melt it off.
Ooh, yeah. Let's try that.
We're trying to burn this
thing
down.
Yes, you can.
Ooh.
Does it start a fire? Is there any like, let's burn this thing down?
Duval is ready to burn the whole saloon down.
Heat metal on the lock.
On the lock.
Can you help me out with the description of how heat metal affects the environment? I know there's some spell text there that talks about casting it on inanimate objects.
Yeah, let me see.
It burns locks.
One metal item or metal creature. Heats the targeted metal to become red hot for a moment. This is usually harmless to an unattended metal item, which doesn't get a saving throw, though the GM might rule the flammable materials connected to the object catch fire or melt.
Might.
If you target an item worn or carried by a creature, or you target a creature made primarily of metal, it deals damage. So it melts the metal, possibly catching fire to surrounding materials.
You see the doorknob and lock mechanism get red hot and notice some smoke start billowing. You see, though, that it may be making progress. If you continue, you will damage the door. You can dismiss the spell before it does any more damage, or you can let it cook and see what happens.
Can I do a perception check real quick to notice if, like, we're being, like, this is loud, or are we being discovered?
It is loud. Casting a spell has a loud power word you have to speak. That is one of the components of the spell, and an energy that is discharged. So you make this spell noise for heat metal. Fireball. Yeah. And you hear there's a hush of the crowd down in the saloon.
Oh,
and then they just start talking again.
Do I hear anything on the other side of the door?
No.
While this is happening? No.
Hey.
What does it do to the lock? Anything? Does it?
Right now, nothing yet, but you have to decide to keep going, let it burn, or to stop. As you do see some smoke, it's up to you, Luton.
If the door catches on fire, I could just use a water spell to put it out, right?
You can create water.
You're the last airbender. You do whatever you want.
I'm going to let it burn.
Yeah! Okay.
You notice some scorch marks appearing on the door above the lock as the metal inside of the door starts to heat. The wood does start damaging the door. And evidence of this damage begins to appear as a charring starts to happen. But you also see the door slightly give as the lock fails. Ooh. And melts away.
Yes.
Yeah.
I end the spell.
Okay. And as you end the spell, the smoke continues. You put water on it.
You got to sprinkle that out.
Yes.
Okay. So you use your create water combo prestidigitation.
From my staff.
More spell words, more energy being spent, more getting spread out. And Varg, you see four leadsmiths come pushing their way in to the bottom floor of the saloon. And they're looking around.
Varg creates a distraction.
All right.
Ooh,
what does that nice. Look like?
He looks over to someone at the bar. Says, "Oi, what'd you say to me?" Like starting a fight.
Nice.
"Hey, calm down now. You gotta take that outside.
He made fun of my mother."
"Everybody know Colo ain't got no mother."
Sling Blade.
That's totally Sling Blade.
So say, "I like some of them.
I like the way you talk
to. I like the way you talk to." Or,
"I like the way you talk to.
I'll take some of them French fried potatoes and mustard."
"I'll take some of them French fried potatoes and mustard."
Yeah, that's what it is.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob!
What am I rolling? Performance? Deception?
How about society? Intimidation or deception?
Okay, I'll go intimidation since it's my highest. Natty 18, 30, 34.
What a great roll. As this fight breaks out, two guys who are seated at a table next to Varg, who you put all this energy into, stand up. "What'd you say? You gonna do something about it?" And you start, like, moving them outside?
Yeah.
Okay. You bump them into the leadsmiths, and you buy the upstairs team a few seconds, but they seem to ignore you, let you and these two idiots pass as you guys move outside. Buying you all a couple seconds upstairs, the door is unlocked. You have a choice to leave it and get out of there or enter the room and find out what's going on behind Viewslog's
door number one
secret saloon room.
I don't think we all need to go in there. What do you guys want to do?
You're the sneakiest.
I don't want to go in there, but I'll go in there. All right. You guys go down. You guys don't go in there with me so that I'm the only one who gets caught.
Be the rogue.
He doesn't want to. Look at him.
I don't want to go in there.
He's not that kind of rogue, okay?
You know what? Hold on. Not all the same. I cast invisibility before I go in there.
Oh, there it is.
Burn the rune. Okay, so the two of you leave.
It's not a
rune.
It's not a consumable. Once per day I can do this.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh. It's a...
Just making sure that everyone in the audience knows.
I gave you the thing. When I say burn the rune, I mean for the day.
Yeah.
My bad. As Darnayru goes into the room, you only have a few seconds. The leadsmiths are on their way up. You know this. You're invisible. And what you see immediately popping out that is completely out of place are dozens and dozens of small metal cages. About an 8x8 cube. Dozens of them.
Dozens of small cages.
All empty.
Oh, no. What's in those?
The heck?
They smuggled something in.
Beavers.
The cages. Probably the beavers. Bars of the cages. The last thing you notice before you start to hear Hootie Hoo from Kairos as he's going down the stairs because the leadsmiths are on their way up. The cage bars are arranged in a runic pattern. They're not just straight up and down. They have like bends and...
Like a magical cage.
Some sort of like pattern to them. You don't recognize it right away. Do you stay or do you go? If you go, there will be trouble.
What?
And if you stay, there will be double.
It will be double.
Oh.
Question about the invisibility spell.
Yeah.
I'm not soundless.
Correct.
Okay, so I still...
As in, imprecise senses can still detect an invisible creature.
Right, unless I am doing foil senses.
No.
No, that's the only one I'm avoiding. Do we think I'll find anything else by staying, or should I just go?
I think you should go.
Take a picture. Let's go. Get out of here.
I'm going to draw a sketch real quick.
Yeah.
I'll leave the room, and hopefully that was enough information. That's weird information.
You leave in such a hurry that you leave your chalk... and parchment scribbling papers behind
my charcoal.
Oh, no. Your diary?
Not your diary.
Not my diary.
Your kitty diary. It's like a fuzzy diary with those really cheap locks on it with the key attached to the lock.
Exactly. Exactly. He can't lose the key.
A jeweled heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today, Varg let me groom him. We've never bonded like
that. I've never felt so close to him before.
Oh, man.
Y'all are stupid.
So I would go out and you tell me what happened.
Share this information.
But I want to tell them.
You share this information, and I need an arcana or an occultism check.
Arcana!
From anybody.
That's why I'm here, baby.
I'm going to roll an occultism on that one.
Okay.
Seems easy. 16 total to 8? I don't know.
Get out.
You
pointed to the door.
27.
33.
27, 33. DC, 24.
Okay.
Both pass. Hey,
heroes. What you realize, these cages are Nexian in origin.
Those wizards.
But they were in the leadsmith's rooms. And you also know they, because of the glyphs and the runes on the bars of the cage, they are designed to dampen the effects of hexes or curses.
So they've got a creature that...
Dozens
of creatures that are hexed or cursed that they can set free.
Oh, that's probably what's making trouble in these little towers.
Why would the gremlins be over? Maybe. I mean, but don't you think that these cages are to keep something from getting out?
And where are they? That's usually what a cage is for.
But that's what I thought.
But somebody has let the dogs out.
Roof.
Who?
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 I don't know.
Let the dogs out.
If there are people from Gebians.
These are Nexian cages.
Nexian cages to dampen the effects of cursed.
They were 8 inch by 8 inch by 8 inch cubes.
Oh, they're
eight
tiny.
Inch. Small cages.
Are they?
I thought you said 8 feet
Nextera?
For some reason.
You think they're evil Nextera?
8 inches? These are tiny.
Are these creatures?
There's nothing
in them. They're empty cages.
But they held creatures? Do we know
that? Maybe they could hold shoes.
I didn't stay any longer to check. So we know they're designed to dampen the effects of curses and hexes. They're tiny cages.
So the cages are called Nexians?
No, they are Nexian cages.
Design.
Nexian.
They're made by
American.
They're made by Nexian. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay,
cages are made by Master.
That makes Mr. Cyclops a whole lot weirder to me. And the leadsmith presence here.
Yeah, but that 24 gold coin, worth every penny.
We got to talk to Loy.
I'll remember you said that.
Okay. All right. I remember you said that.
Because he inadvertently just complimented me. Did you catch that, Jordan?
I can't confirm or deny that.
Yeah, I don't know if you know what a compliment is.
It felt good. Okay.
That's all that matters.
You could be a masochist, though.
Yeah.
Let's go talk to Loy.
Yes. You leave the Last Stop Saloon.
Doo-dee-doo.
Head across the road to the Shield Marshal's headquarters building for the gunworks. You walk into the front desk and you say, "Hey, we would like to speak with Loy Ayton, the Shield Marshal commander." Gal seated at the front desk, nice little dwarf woman, says,
"Hang on just for a moment. I'll go get him."
She scampers off into the back and you hear,
"Loy, there's some people up right here. Talk to you."
"All right, give me a minute."
I like this lady.
And she comes back, sits down.
"He can have some coffee or some water."
"Do you have any leche?"
"No, but I hear they make a great leche across the street at Last Off Saloon."
"They truly do."
"Indeed." After a moment, Loy Ayton comes out, and you see this handsome, not young, not old, human male, one of the most finely kept mustaches you've ever seen.
Oh, a mustache store.
His hair is short cropped in a high and tight pomaded over.
Sound like, you know, Rick.
Greg, right after he got done putting the pomade in his hair. He looks sharp.
Not after been sweating in a studio for an hour.
I know. "I'm Loy Ayton, Shield Marshal Commander, the Gunworks. How can I help you?"
"What up, though?"
"Where they at, though?"
"Indeed."
"Indeed." "I'm sorry, it's late."
"Who wants to lead this conversation?"
"I think Luton should."
"I think Luton should."
"I don't know what to ask."
"Do we see a broken heart on Loy?"
You do not.
Great question.
See any broken heart reference on Loy Ayton.
So
interesting.
So it's safe to say that, or safe to assume, that Loy is a true Shield Marshal. Maybe we can speak to the coming threat.
I think we can be honest with him.
He could give us information if we speak to his concern for the city.
How much are we saying versus not saying?
Say it all.
We're still outlaws, right?
So I'm a little
concerned.
We are outlaws of Alkenstar, but not of Gunworks.
That's true.
We should probably roll some perception checks on this dude because he's got coiffed hair. Who knows what kind of person he is?
Okay.
And what should we say? Like, why are we asking this information? Or, like, what exactly are we going to ask him?
Tell him we want to keep him safe.
Tell him that there's dangerous stuff here.
Let me hear it.
Yeah, Luton.
Okay.
They're making you do this?
You don't have to.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Sounds like y'all are making
it. I've done a lot of talking.
You have. You guys have all done.
She's like, "You have. You totally look been at running all the."
Yeah, there's a lot of Greg here.
There's a lot of Greg there, so I'm trying not to.
Where do you see the Greg?
There's a lot of Greg everywhere.
The sound waves.
"I'm Loy, Shield Marshal Commander of the Gunworks. How can I help you?"
"Hi, Loy. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. We are the Shum Follow Five." And
his jaw pops open just for a moment.
"Oh.
We mean no harm.
We come in peace. I know that you are acquainted with Angelique Loveless."
And he's just silently listening.
"Okay."
He's asking like a cop.
"I know. I'm nervous."
"Anything you say can and will be used against you in court of law."
You guys wanted to do this.
Yeah, we're not busting a chops. We're just, just hanging out.
"We've heard that there's been some trouble around here between the metallurgists and the, what was the other one?
Engineers.
"Indeed, there has.
And then we heard that there was a meeting between you, Angelique Loveless."
"Indeed, there was."
"And a person named Ibrahim. We also have reason to believe that there's dangerous shipments coming into your establishment."
"Dangerous shipments?"
"Correct."
"You do know this is where we research things that explode."
"We're concerned that since Alkenstar is in the middle of Geb and Nex, that there may be war between the two areas."
"There's been war there for 5,000 years.
But not with something so destructive as what's been coming into this establishment."
Roll a diplomacy check.
"Okay.
Good job, Brittany."
"Well said, by the way."
Natural one.
Hero point.
Three of them for this reason.
I'm hot.
That's the best.
That could not have been the best.
That is the clip of the century right there. Incredible.
The right dice. Okay. Come on. 17 plus 16.
33.
From a natural 1 to a natural 17.
Yeah.
Whew. If there ever was a Brittany hero point.
That was the one.
At mention of the danger that may be coming into the gunworks, you notice that shifts his weight over to the other foot. Very subtly. And he says, I had dinner with Angelique Lovelace last night and her very peculiar friend, Ibrahim. You know what that dinner was about, miss? They said, stay on your guard, Loy.
Oh, no.
The Shumfollow Five have gone missing from Alkenstar. They believe they're headed here to the gunworks. And here you stand in front of me, just like they said you would. But then you talk about dangerous shipments. Oh, dangerous stuff comes in and out of here all day, every day. I wasn't kidding when I said that. But just something about it doesn't sit right. You see, I was rather annoyed with Angelique Lovelace showing up. This is my territory. The gunworks are my responsibility. She's got 50,000 people 50 miles away from here that all depend on her to keep them safe. Meanwhile, trying to get a bill passed to turn all the citizens of the city into soldiers. And then on top of that, I got this Cyclops stomping around my backyard telling my people what to do. And I gotta let him because he's on the Shield Marshal payroll.
By the Shield Marshals.
But then I still have standing in front of me the most notorious criminals in our history.
Well, let me be honest with you, Loy.
Please.
Angelique Lovelace is corrupt through and through. I don't know what she's told you or convinced you, but we all have been accused of things that we have not done. We've also witnessed people.
He holds up a hand. Let me stop you right there. Come into my office, all of you.
Ooh.
I do not want to have this conversation in public.
We're going to run a perception check before we go in there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't need to. I'm walking in there.
I love that you're the perception check police because it doesn't happen enough.
You're not going to get me.
No, it's good.
Oh, he's going to get me. I mean, got me. Remember when I grabbed that gun?
Just one time? Snatched it.
Oh, yeah. I just touched
20
it.
20 total.
20 total. You're confident in what he says?
Anybody else? Jordan's programming
his dice roll. I'm already confident. Go ahead. Let's go.
I'm typing notes.
Okay.
Follow him in.
You shum follow him in.
Follow him
to his back office.
Shim shuffle.
There it is.
He sits down at his, and there's no one else in there. You're in the office alone. The Shield Marshal closes the blinds, sits back in his chair, puts his feet up on his desk.
Get into character.
My back hurts. I've been at this for a long time. Angelique Lovelace rose to power pretty quickly in a city, well, in a nation filled with as much bureaucracy as ours. It always raises a red flag to me when I see someone climb the ranks so fast. Now, you say treason, you say corruption, and I say, okay, by the book is how we handle something like that, but it's going to take weeks. In the meantime, I got this Cyclops staying in my gunworks, and he was spotted leaving the city, leaving the walls, and traveling out to the Western Ravage alone in the middle of the night. He was gone all day the next day and returned again just before sundown. And then a lot of activity. I mean, movement. Personnel shifting, things that make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. You say Angelique Lovelace is corrupt. I say makes sense.
Ooh.
With all due respect, I think that she's doing operations right under your nose.
I think she is using you.
I think she thinks you're stupid.
Nice.
And ugly.
Oh, man. I tell you what. While you're here, you're not the Shumfollow Five. You're my guests. I'll refer to you as special investigators of the Ravage Raiders. How's that sound?
Special investigators of the Ravage Raiders?
You'll be my special investigators.
Nice.
Of the Ravage Raiders.
I'm going to let you have the run of the place. Find out what happened to my gunworks. What's going on in these towers? Why are the engineers and the metallurgists at war? Find out what that view slog fellow was up to. If you're right, and there's some dangerous stuff being brought in, even more dangerous than what we normally do, which is a lot of stuff that blows up all the time. I have a feeling that outlaws and Shield Marshals are going to have to work together to make sure people survive.
Perception check?
You already rolled one on him.
Okay, so he's...
This is what he's giving you.
Okay.
Well, I am in full agreement.
I bet. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Sometimes we need to work together in order to protect more people.
Do we get uniforms?
Would you like some?
Yeah, yes, nice. We would.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Well, fair enough.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And he gets up and takes you into the back of the Shield Marshal facility. Do you go with him?
Yeah.
Yes.
You hear a latch lock. No, I'm kidding.
I was ready. I was like, here we go.
There's an armory closet that he takes you to, and there are four trench coats, black. No badges, but this will help you get by the leadsmiths when you need to.
Those t-shirts are going to look so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, okay. I don't have one in your size. And he points at Luton.
That's okay.
All right. He takes off a glove.
Pretty much. I might have an old boot around here you can wear as a dress.
We have reason to believe that Lovelace also left on a boat
with
that Ibrium person. Indeed. Do you expect her back anytime soon?
I hope not, but also I don't expect her back, to answer your question.
Did she depart to go back to Alkenstar, or do you know where she was headed?
I don't, but...
Why doesn't he expect her back?
Why don't you expect her back?
Thank you, Varg.
He's typing I'm glad he's taking the notes
because mine are spotty right now.
He says, you know what? I don't know where she went. I don't know when she's coming back. Once you guys stop by, we'll have dinner tomorrow. We'll discuss it further. Get acclimated here. Poke around if you need to, and we'll circle back.
We can do that.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Shemphala.
We appreciate your confidence in our...
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Abilities. If you're genuine...
We are.
Then I appreciate the help in advance. And if you're not, well, justice will find you. And his name's Loy Ayton.
Understood.
That's a pretty awesome line. Just throwing that out there.
I like it.
So now we have three leads.
And you'll be able to pursue them next week. Oh, I had to jump in right in your face, Greg. Hey, Thunder Buddies, we love you. Thank you.
Yes.
Heart you.
Do you have anything to say to the Thunder Buddies?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, like us, subscribe us. Tell a friend. Tell your mom.
Don't deny us. Tell your mom. Greg did.
I did.
Right. All the Gales
are. She's listened a little bit. Yes.
Let them know. Let them know.
Not a lot of it. A little bit.
Help us tell the story.
But your brother listens, and I bet he cracks up every time we call out his mom.
Yeah.
Pretty dope.
He listens every single week. Thunder Buddies,
all your moms are Gale to us.
Yeah. We love the Gales.
Peace.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and/or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.